Gutter Thunder moves up on the outside. Black Magnum under the pump. Gutter Thunder went straight past him now. And Gutter Thunder forges a length clear from Black Magnum. Roosevelt not in the hunt, but Gutter Thunder in the red cap is extending clear. Gutter Thunder beats Black Magnum. It's a Derby Quinella.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
And Gutter Thunder was one of three winners for Team Hawks at Rose Hill yesterday. They also had a winner with Dawn at Caulfield. And one of those winners at Rose Hill yesterday, though, was the horse that everyone was talking about after the race, Exceedance. Co-trainer Michael Hawks is on the line. Michael, good morning. And I said at the start of the show, Exceedance made a statement yesterday, and he did for a number of reasons, Michael. Particularly now we know that not only can he reel off incredible sectionals on top of the ground, he's effective in very wet ground as well.
There you go. He, look, he's just something, this horse. He really, yesterday, just honestly, truly showed his authority. And what you just said was true. I think he ran home at 33 and a half.
Wow.
On a heavy wet line, track. And, you know, 32, 12, whatever it was on a good track. So times don't lie. I know everyone goes on them, but it just goes to show how good this colt is, wet or dry. So I know I said to Greg Bradley yesterday on the TV before, obviously his race, that was our only chink, was whether he would handle the wet track. Well, guess what? It does now.
Yeah. How close were you to not running Exceedance, Michael?
Honestly, it was all about the day and what unfolded. We had another 9 mils of rain overnight. And,
yeah.
Look, we don't really like to run horses first up on wet tracks. No one does, to be fair.
Sure.
You know, it's not in their best interest unless they actually absolutely love the wet ground. Now, knowing what I know now, there wouldn't have been an issue. But going forward, it's whether you do your run or don't you run. Now, obviously, there is the run to the Rose in 2 weeks' time. And it was a matter of, do we run today or do we sit back and scratch and wait?
Yep.
If we do go to the Golden Rose in 2 weeks, do we wait? If it rains there, what do we do? Do we scratch? So it was more a point of, well, we've got to find out one way or another. I know we're sort of into winter or coming out of it now, but the wet tracks may still be around. So, look, it was one of those things, as I said to Andrew Bensley on the radio, it's not something we take lightly. It's not something that we don't want to let everyone know about. It's just we've got to try and do the right thing. So it was until probably 7:15 that we decided to run all of our horses, to be fair. And it was as late as that, honestly.
We like to get excited and get ahead of ourselves here. Exceedance is a $15 hope on the tab.com.au for the Everest. I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, Michael. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, you just said it. You're getting ahead of yourself.
I knew that was coming back at straight away.
I'd like to blame Ray, but unfortunately I can't on this occasion.
Well, look, they're only babies, these horses.
Sure.
You know? Like they've only just gone, you know, had a birthday, and they're only babies. And, you know, for this bloke, same thing. It's only his third start ever in a race. Now, he was a rating 67 before this race going into it, and he won brilliantly at Wyong, and then he ran, you know, outstanding at Rose Hill's second start. He's come back. He's still a boy. And, you know, you're asking a lot of these horses to take on the older crew, you know, your Red Zells, your Santa Ana Lanes and those sort of horses. You know, they're hard, tough season horses. And, you know, it's a lot. You're asking babies to do a lot. And we've seen it before with young horses. I think it was the filly that ran in the Everest. And they're just not seasoned enough. So, yeah, next question.
What do you reckon about Jim? Are you happy with that, Jim? Or?
Oh, I am. I just think Bivouac was a horse mentioned about for that Godolphin slot. He got flogged by Exceedance.
He's trying hard, Michael.
Anyway, let's move past that, Michael.
Look, you know, when they're babies, they're 3 months. You try and keep them in their own age group. And he's an exciting colt. There's no doubt about that. He really is. He put pay to him yesterday. And, you know, you just said it, what he done with Bivouac and the others. And you can only beat what's in your race. But, you know, he was the benchmark. He was the horse that was talked about, the group horse, I suppose, and, he got spanked.
Golden Rose, Michael, it's September 28. Potentially there's a couple of options in between. Is that the likely target now for Exceedance?
Oh, look, it's always been there, Ray, in the Coolmore. And, you know, as I said, we don't like to get ahead of ourselves, and it's not that we don't like to tell anybody. It's about we wanted to see where he's at. Now, he won so impressively yesterday. He's just got a blistering turn of foot on wet or dry. The thing is, where do you go? Do you keep him at sprints, or do you step him out to a 1400 Golden Rose or possibly a mile Guineas? These are the things that we have to be talking about as far as ourselves knowing what's best for the horse going forward. So he's just got an explosive turn of foot. You know, he might be too brilliant to go further for a mile or 1400. But look, the Golden Rose path is still there. The Cormor is still there. And, you know, more than likely his next run will be the 1200 metres run to the road. That's not 100% confirmed, but, you know, that's more than likely his next run. And then I dare say that will really determine which sort of path we go, being 1200. So yeah, we're not saying no, we're not saying yes. And it's not, to everyone listening, it's not that we don't want him, you know, to elaborate on where we're going. We're trying to do the right thing for this horse. He's a valuable colt now. You know, he's another one that we've made that'll end up going to stud.
Yeah.
And, you know, these colts, you've really got to tread lightly and place them in the right races where they can win to try and get their stud value. And that's what we're doing with this bloke now. So nothing's changed. Nothing has ever changed with how we operate, and it'll still be the same. So both those races are on the agenda, right?
Yeah, fair enough. Michael, just a quick one. He's only likely races you've mentioned. He didn't start until deep into his two-year-old season. Had he always shown you that acceleration and that ability, or was he just a late maturer?
No, he'd always shown it, Ray. And I spoke to Peter Orton early days and said, look, I think we've got a nice horse here. And he just kept going shin sore. He was just a baby and just needed time and time. And look, for anyone who looked at him yesterday, yes, he looked magnificent. He looked great in the coat. But in saying that, he's still a baby. He still looks a bit boyish. You're not going to see the best of him until the autumn. You really won't. And he's just an exciting horse. He steps out. He just takes everything on board. He was a little bit fresh yesterday. He had a bit more of a look around, I suppose. But then again, he's maturing at the same time. So he's definitely on his way. And he's definitely shown us that he can match it with the better of them anyway.
Mm-hmm. And just before we let you go, mate, I want to make mention of Grey Worm. Looked to be all over the place on the turn. But, gee, stuck on.
We had a mixed bag yesterday. It was one of those days, do we run or don't we run? And, you know, Grey Worm especially, Bossy said he didn't really handle it. It was another one that we didn't know.
Right.
And when he got out to the middle of the ground, Bossy said, look, he wasn't going to run anywhere. He was just going up and down the one spot. And then when he found sight of that horse when he got near it, he said he just wanted to charge and be a racehorse. And that's what got him over the line, even though he didn't handle it. You know, Desert Lord didn't really handle it either. His wheels were spinning, but it just showed how brilliant of a run it was, because he actually still wanted to hit the line. And he's looking for further. And then even God of Thunder, you know, you heard at the start of the preview, you know, Darren Flindell calling his race. It was a muddly run race and he was all over the place. But, you know, to Brenton's credit, he didn't panic and he just let him get in the zone. And that was the last thing I said, was just make him, you know, get on the bit the whole way and teach him. And really, you know, the last 1500 attack the line, and he done that. Had he gone for him earlier, he would have been legs all over the place and he wouldn't have probably won with authority like he did. So
it was a
mixed bag yesterday. Even Dawn in Melbourne, she went super. You know, she should have won here at Rose Hill first up, and she just got held up for two strides, and it was a magnificent win. So look, it's all about placement, but more importantly, we've known a few more, I suppose, chinks in horses' armours that they do handle the wet ground.
Great day for the stable, Michael. Well done. Congratulations for the team, and appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
We will be following Exceedance, by the way. $4.50 favourite for the Golden Rose.